Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. We welcome you to the NCCM prayer line on tonight. God is good and worthy to be praised, and we give him the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who he is. Amen. So we want to, we're going to get started with our prayer on tonight. We invite you to call in later with your prayer requests. Amen. Hallelujah. We invite you to invite our friends and family and people that you know that need prayer to come and be a part of this prayer line. Amen. We have an announcement on tomorrow night. Pastor Anthony and I will be doing a workshop. We will be conducting a free workshop tomorrow night at the church at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. We will be conducting a free workshop on marriage and relationships. And we're going to be dealing on tomorrow with communication and conflict resolution. We may have to do two sessions, but we will be starting to talk about communication and conflict resolution. So come out tomorrow, July the 16th, 2014, at 7:30 p.m., where Pastor Anthony and I, who are the authors of the new book, Making Marriage and Relationships Work, we'll be conducting a free workshop on dealing with communication and conflict in relationships and marriage. You don't want to miss this event. You don't want to miss it. We have a very real, no-holds-bar approach to presenting on the topic of marriage and relationships. These sessions are going to help you in your marriage. They're going to help you in your relationship. All are welcome,
yes.
Single or married, searching or waiting. You will be glad you came. And again, the address is New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. All are welcome, Christian or non-Christian. We welcome everybody. So God bless you. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer. Receive Pastor Anthony as he comes.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We are excited tonight. Hallelujah. God is a good God.
Yes.
Yes, he is. And God has allowed us in this season. My wife, I refer to it as a marriage movement. And we thank God that we are opened and willing to go forward in the name of the Lord to bless singles and married people alike. So I thank God as we go into this. This is the third session, actually. We dealt with dealing with your issues. We dealt with real love. Now we're going to address communication and conflict resolution. If you're in this area, it has been a blessing, and I pray that you can make it. Numbers chapter 23, before we pray tonight, a few verses of scripture. Numbers 23, verse 8 says, "How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied?" Verse 19 says, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it." I decree and declare over every life tonight that no matter what you're facing, what you're dealing with, nobody can reverse what God has blessed. So I thank God for you tonight. I don't know where you are, but I know God has blessed you. God has favored you. God has chosen you. And that's why you're on this prayer line tonight, because we have a desire to prayer. We have a desire to pray. We have a desire to be obedient to the things of God. He said men ought always to pray and to pray without ceasing. So I thank God where so many feel as though they're under a curse, so many feel as though God may have changed his mind. God has not changed his mind about you. You are victorious. You are a winner. You are already successful. You are more than a conqueror.
Amen.
So we thank God that we already have the victory. We already have won. And that's why the devil don't want us to pray. Because it builds up our spirit, man. It builds up our resilience. It builds up our spiritual muscle.
Yes.
And don't allow us to quit. So we thank God as we pray tonight that strongholds will be broken, that yokes will be destroyed, that the fire and passion for God would be stirred up on the inside. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, this is the day that you have made. We are absolutely rejoicing and glad in it. Father God, we thank you for the excitement. We thank you for the enthusiasm. We thank you for the zeal that we have for the kingdom of God. Because your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. And that's why we come to pray. That's why we come to prayer, because it helps us to keep seeking God. It helps us to stay on our kingdom assignment. It helps us to live life on purpose, no matter what's coming against us, no matter how intense the warfare may get. No matter in the name of Jesus, if we fall short or if we fail, prayer allows us to stay in the fight. Prayer allows us to stay in the game. Prayer allows us to hold on to the joy that the Lord has given us. This joy that we have, the world can't take it away because the world did not give it to us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, you need to understand, we have an adversary. The Bible says he roars around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to destroy your marriage. He's trying to destroy your children. He's trying to destroy your finances. He's trying to destroy your career. He's trying to destroy your dream. But the devil is a liar, and the truth ain't in him. So we pray for every person under the sound of my voice, that their dreams will be fulfilled, that they'll accomplish, glory be to God, the purpose of Almighty God that's resting, ruling, and abiding on their lives. In the name of Jesus, Rokaba, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your ambitions. Don't give up on the goals that you set for your life. But Pastor Anthony, I'm getting older. Time is moving on. I said God has not changed his mind. That's why I read that scripture. He said, remind the people that I know the plans that I think towards them, the thoughts that I think towards them of an expected end. So glory be to God. We can't look in our natural calendar. We can't look in through natural eyes and a carnal thinking. We need to understand that time belongs to God. God was here before time. So as we pray, you're not running out of time. As we pray, you have not lost time. As we pray, you're right on schedule. Oh, I feel God. I said you're right on schedule because all things work together for the good of those who are called by God and called according to his purpose. That's why people, even in their 50s and 60s, are going back getting degrees. This is why we're living in a day where you can change a career in the midlife. In your middle of your life, you can change careers. This is why we're living in a day that we need God to breathe on different things and ingenuity, giving us new ideas. So, Lord, I pray right now for New Creation Church, even as you was raising up this church in the middle, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the times in which we're living. We are a unique ministry. We are called by your name. We have the foundation of the blood of Jesus that we're building this church on. So send them from the north, the south, the east, and the west as we go out to the streets of Hillside this weekend, as we go out to the streets of Irvington on this weekend, as we go to North and Hillside and Union. Lord, bless every door we touch, every person we speak to. Oh, in the name of Jesus, work through us to touch the world. Oh, glory be to God.
Get somebody saved on this Saturday. Let somebody render their life over to you. We don't just want to invite them to church with an invitation, but we want their souls to be saved. So, Lord, I thank you for the people that will hit the streets from New Creation Church. In the name of Jesus, as we do outreach and evangelism, in the name of Jesus, so, Lord, bless our effort. Bless, in the name of Jesus, the people that will receive the information about our church. Bless it. Breathe on it. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Oh, Pastor, I feel God.
Glory, glory.
I know he's blessing New Creation. We're growing numerically. We're growing spiritually. We're growing financially. We're growing in the name of Jesus. And we are doing a work for the kingdom of Almighty God. So as he send the families, as he send the benefactor, as he send the gifts, as he send the servers and the workers, in the name of Jesus, he sends that we can't put our hands to the plow and look back. So I thank God that, like in the days of Nehemiah, the people had a mind to work. Oh, glory be to God. See, the devil's after your mind. He wants you to quit. He wants you to give up. He don't want us to win souls for Christ. He don't want us to talk to people about Jesus. He don't want us to give our testimony of where we were when God found us. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. And that's why we pray tonight. The first 30 years of my life, I didn't pray at all. The last 20, I found myself praying. Oh, glory be to God. Y'all better hear the Holy Ghost. He who has begun a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So I got some catching up to do. I said the first 30 years, I did not pray to God. But he's been too good to me, and he's been too good to you. So I thank God that you're on this line tonight. If you have sickness in your body, God has already turned it around. If you have pain and torment in your life, God has already turned it around. Yes. If you, in the name of Jesus, need a miracle, if you need a manifestation and a demonstration of the Word of God being activated in your life, you came to the right place tonight. Your eye has not seen, your ear has not heard, it has not even entered into your heart what God is going to do in and through your life.
Yes.
So I thank God for you tonight. Your children are blessed because of you. Your marriage is blessed because of you. Your church is blessed because of you. Because the anointing that's on your life, God wants to use you to bring his name glory. In the name of Jesus, that's why the warfare gets intense. That's why we need to pray every Tuesday night and throughout the week, because the devil is a liar. No weapon formed against you. I said no. Oh, Shaba Akata. Rikebu Shaleibo. Karahakili. Puruhushata. No weapon formed against you, your finances, your family, your future, your business, your career. No weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. That is the word of God. That's why the Bible says the word of God won't come back void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it to do. My wife and I, we celebrate 18 years of marriage on Sunday, and it's nothing but the power of prayer. It's nothing but the grace of God. It's nothing but the goodness and favor of God that's on our lives. And God is no respecter of persons. So God is going to bless. God is going to increase. God is going to show himself mighty. I feel, oh God, it's like liquid fire, Pastor, right now flowing through me in the name of Jesus. And everybody on this line, it's raining right here in New Jersey. I mean, it's pouring down raining. But we got the fire on this prayer line tonight. And I spoke from the burning bush on Sunday, and I decree and declare over your life, let nothing or no one put your fire out. Glory be to God. Let nothing or no one put your fire out. That's why, mother, get those children to God. Don't worry. Give those bills to God, people of God. Don't worry. Everybody's going through something, and right now I pray for the peace of God that surpass all understanding to be your portion. I pray right now for God to give you comfort in the middle of a storm. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now for restoration with relationships. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now for your family unit being strengthened, for your family unit right now being anointed, your children being obedient, in the name of Jesus, prospering and being in good health, even as their souls prosper. I pray for increase coming into your home. I pray for healing over your body, wholeness over your body, restoration over your body right now. In the name of Jesus, I tell my kids that I'm 50, and they said, Dad, 50 is the new 30. So I feel 30 right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus, yes, I exercise. Yes, my wife and I try to work out and eat right. Yes. But in the name of Jesus, God can restore even our youth. Yes. God can do the impossible. God can make us feel vibrant and vigorous. God, in the name of Jesus, can strengthen our weak areas. Oh, glory be to God. And he can remove every pain, every burden. The psalmist said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So I thank God for, he sees our tears. He knows our fears. He knows what we stand in need of before we can utter a word. So God, heal. Because you said, bring them to the elders of the church. They'll pray the prayer of faith, anointing with oil. And if they committed sin, they shall be forgiven. If they have been cast down, they will be raised up. And he says, the sick among you will be healed.
Yes.
So I thank God for restoration. I thank God, even as my wife, I remember a miracle God gave her years ago, had an astigmatism, had cataract. Now she has 20/20 vision.
Yes,
oh, y'all better hear God. In the name of Jesus, our son suffered from seizures. Now he is healed, working, functioning, living a normal life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Many testimonies in our church and through our family and friends being delivered from drugs and alcohol, being set out of prison, not to return again. That's the God that we're praying to tonight. That's the God that we're crying out to tonight. That's the God that we're petitioning tonight. That's the God we're bringing our supplications to tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Person that don't believe like you believe, I thank God for you tonight, and I thank God for me tonight, that we can touch and agree.
Woo! My God.
We don't need the whole world to agree with us, but there's power in agreement on this line.
Yeah.
There's power right now as you and I touch and agree for our families, as you and I touch and agree for our finances, as you and I touch and agree for our futures, as you and I touch and agree in the name of Jesus, even for our livelihood. They said there's a recession in the land, but there's no recession in the kingdom of God. If you need a job, pray, and God will give you a job. If you need restoration, pray, and God will replace and restore. If you need a miracle, pray, and God will perform it. If you need breakthrough, pray. Glory be to God. And God will push you through, and you'll experience breakthrough if you've never experienced it before. That's why the warfare is intense, because you're right at the verge of what you've been praying for. You're right there at the crossroads of victory. You're right there where God is going to show himself mighty in your life. God's been dealing with me. And I just believe God, and I believe God for those of you who've been praying that God is going to show himself faithful. You've been faithful over a few things. He's about to make you ruler over much. As my wife prayed, as we open up the prayer lines, keep the faith. Jesus spent 3.5 years with his disciples teaching them this thing called faith. He said, you have no faith. You have little faith. But by the time he was resurrected, they lived their lives by faith. And all that you have been through, that's why you're on this prayer line tonight. You're a faith follower, and you're a faith believer, and the just shall live by faith. So we have faith in our prayer tonight that God is going to honor us as we continue to honor him in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give God a praise right now.
Yes.
Give God a hallelujah right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit of discouragement.
Thank you,
I come against the spirit of frustration.
Thank you, Lord.
I come against the spirit of procrastination. And I break that spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise your name. And we see that hand. We're going to take calls in a minute. Amen. We're going to take calls in a minute. Hallelujah. In about 5 minutes, we will be taking your call, so stay with us. Father, we praise your name and we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. There's none like you. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this prayer line. We thank you for every person who has, Father God, called in, Father God, and those who are listening, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon this prayer line, oh God. We thank you for every family, God. We ask that you will bless every family, God, every mother, every father, every child, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your blessings go out, Father God, over the internet airwaves and over the telephone waves and pour out blessings into each and every home in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you. You called in? We thank you and we praise you. We're praising you. We're binding up the spirit of technical difficulties, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Stay on the line. We thank you, Lord. We're just working out some kinks in the technology. We thank you, Lord, for every person, Father God, who called in on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for every person, Father God, who's a part of this prayer line, God. We thank you for every person, oh God, who wants to call in. We thank you for your hand upon the lives of your people. We thank you for healing. We thank you for blessing. We thank you for prosperity in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for meeting every need in the name of Jesus, that there's no weapon formed against your people that can prosper. So, Lord, we just thank you on today, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for everything that you've done and everything that you have continued to do. You said you know the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. So even as you cleared up the phone lines, we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us can prosper, that every barrier has been defeated in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we declare victory on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. So even as we open up the phone lines, we thank you for increase in every home. We thank you for increase in our churches. We thank you for increase, oh God, hallelujah, in New Creation Christian Ministries, even as my husband pour into marriages. On tomorrow, we bind up the spirit of divorce. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would fill that place, Father God, with couples that need, Father God, to hear what we're going to deliver on tomorrow, that need to hear a word for their marriages. We come against, Father God, separation. We come against divorce. We come against the spirit of adultery, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you that your will is being done in the earth realm as you have already established in heaven. In the name of Jesus, bless every member of New Creation Christian Ministries. Oh, God, bless Sister Carmen, even in that area of her knee, God. We thank you for total healing in her body, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch it from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, that you will take away every pain, oh God, that you will give her peace, that you will give her comfort, that you will give her, Father God, joy that surpasses Father God, anything that the devil would throw her way, Father God, that she still will stand up and say, I have the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe you on tonight, God. We believe that you are able to do all things for self. We mix your word with faith. We declare and decree supernatural blessings over every person under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Even as we open up the prayer lines, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you. Amen. At this time, we're going to take prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, you can just press 1, a prayer request, or a praise report. You can press 1, and we will put you on the air. Area code 908, you're on the air. God bless you. Amen.
Bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Jeronette. I was calling
God
in again.
Bless you.
I was calling in again because I felt a little discouraged still trying to find a job, and the only thing that has been coming my way was jobs out in Somerville and Basking Ridge, which I can't get to because my car was repossessed in 2010, so I've been struggling trying to find a job, you know, within New York or Newark. And so far that's the only thing that's been coming my way as far as offers, and I can't get out to Basking Ridge or Somerville.
Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to pray for you for God to continue to open doors in this area as well as transportation for you to get to where you need to get. Our God is able. He's a God of the supernatural. So we're going to step into the supernatural. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for Jeronette, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the doors that you have opened already in Somerset and Basking Ridge, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, even Father God, that you are moving her application to the top of the pile with different companies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you supernaturally intercede on her behalf, oh God, in the area of employment, God. We ask, Father God, that you will open doors in this area, oh God, where she lives, Father God, in her area, Father God, where she can get public transportation, Father God, to be able to get to the interview and to get to the job, Lord. Not only that, but, Lord, we ask for transportation, oh God. Even as her car was repossessed in 2010, God, we know, Lord, that you are able, oh God, that you allow the devil to take nothing from us without giving us more, devil, for our trouble, oh God. So, Lord, we pray for devil blessings for Jeronette. We pray, Father God, for open doors of employment. We pray for money to come into her household. We pray, Father God, for transportation, even if somebody would give her a car, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for all of her credentials, her driver's license and everything else, Father God, to be straightened, Father God, to be in order, oh God, so that she could be ready, oh God, to receive everything that you have coming to her, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for her, Father God, for her household, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we, Father God, speak increase into her household, God. We speak increase of money, Father God, that you will release money into her household, oh God, that you release her finances, that you will release, Father God, even, Father God, as she's waiting for the job, that you will even, Father God, supernaturally bring in the money, so God, and bring in, Father God, ideas, and bring in, Father God, resources, and Father God, bring in, Father God, hallelujah, blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, open up the windows of heaven and pour her out a blessing, oh God, so much that she can't even receive it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we know that you're able. So even as we're asking for employment in the Newark area, Elizabeth, Union, hallelujah, areas that she can get to by car, oh God. We thank you for opening the doors, oh God, that no man can shut, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for divine favor. We thank you not only for a job, but we thank you for a job, a career, oh God, profession where she can get more than enough money, the money that she needs, plus money that she can use, Father God, to even pamper herself, oh God, for the sacrifices that she has made. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We declare it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Sister Janet.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for you. I hear God just saying, even as I read Numbers 23 today, that whom God has blessed, no man can curse.
My God.
And it's just a temporary setback that you're going through.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I, you know, it's amazing. I pray, and God is just telling me to tell you to try to focus in on Matthew chapter 7. There it says, ask and you'll receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and a door will be open unto you.
My God.
And as you continue to put in the applications, put out your resume, God is saying it's okay to be specific with me.
My God.
God, I need a job in this area. I need this form of transportation. I need specifics. And God is the kind of God that we can come to him with specifics. And I believe as you give God details, not demanding God to do anything, but as you said, there's certain circumstances that you need to happen.
Yes.
And God is faithful.
Jesus.
So
thank
focus
you,
and meditate and read it daily. Matthew chapter 7. Seek, knock, and it's going to happen. I just sense that God is going to give you the job, an ideal situation.
My God.
That's going to be convenient to get to and from.
Thank you, Jesus. I decree
and declare it over your life. As you open up your Bible and as you put those resumes in and those applications in, focus in on Matthew chapter 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be made open. I'm believing
Thank
God for that testimony
my
of God's
God.
Goodness
you,
invading
God.
Your life
Jesus.
In the name
Thank
of
Jesus.
So don't allow the devil to discourage you in this season.
Jesus.
Keep praising God.
My
Keep
God.
Glorifying God.
Jesus.
Keep worshiping God and watch
Thank
what God do in your life.
My God.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we're looking for that praise report to come back.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Just one final prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
We thank you for the joy of the Lord being her strength.
Hallelujah.
We come against the spirit of discouragement and frustration.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
And we lose prosperity.
Oh,
we lose favor.
Oh, my God.
We lose joy unspeakable.
Yes, Lord.
Happiness is her portion.
My God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We decree and declare Romans 8:28 that all things are going to work together for her good. We decree and declare James 1 that she's going to count it all joy in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
you. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
That you have given her the ability to get well.
My God.
Thank you,
In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for favor and grace and mercy following her as she goes out into the marketplace and secure this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going to continue to pray for you, and I know you're going to do your due diligence and go seeking that job, and God is going to tailor make that job for you. Amen.
Amen. Yes, and don't let discouragement make you quit. I just hear God say, it's getting ready to happen. Is getting ready to happen. The discouragement's been sent to trip you up and make you quit, but keep moving forward because it's getting ready to happen. God, the door is open and your opportunity is coming to you. You're getting ready to walk right up into your divine opportunity. Your divinely ordained opportunity is getting ready to happen. You're on the verge of your breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Keep moving forward
because that praise report is coming not many days from hence. As you keep putting in the applications, Pastor and I, we are confident that the Lord is moving on your behalf, and we will receive that praise report shortly.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, continue to listen. We thank God for our sister tonight. We're going to continue to pray for her and pray with her that God, in the name of Jesus, Hallelujah. Bless her and bless her indeed.
Yes.
Enlarging her territory. So we thank God for her tonight. Hallelujah. As the favor of God is going to be on her and it is with her. In the name of Jesus. If there are any more prayer requests tonight, if you can just press one on your phone, we're going to pray with you and pray for you. We're believing God in the mighty name of Jesus that he is pouring out a blessing too enormous for you and I to receive. And I thank God that we're under an open heaven. I thank God that there's an open door before us. I thank God that we're on a blessed road to success in the name of Jesus. Your history does not determine your destiny. Oh, I need to say that again. Your history does not determine your destiny. Your destiny, your future, your ladder shall be greater. Our job is to just keep it moving, moving forward by faith. Hallelujah. Even if you don't see it, move forward by faith because we already got the victory. We are already more than conquerors in the mighty name of Jesus. So, hallelujah. We are winners. It's been declared in the Bible in the name of Jesus that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, Rashaba, nor has it entered into our hearts. Glory be to God. What God is going to do for us if we remain faithful to him. I remember those days of being evicted, having cars repossessed. Oh, I remember judgments and things of that nature. And I look and I see what God has doing and what he is doing. Glory be to God. Your ladder shall be greater. Woo! Your ladder shall be greater. That's why it's always too soon to quit. It's always too soon, call I see that hand, to give up on God. I lost a job. I got fired from a job that led me to almost a 28-year career where I make good money. But if I didn't get fired from that job, the job that I'm in now where I've secured a pension for the rest of my life, if that door didn't close and God didn't open another one, I wouldn't have a testimony. It was just a test, and I kept it moving, kept putting in the applications, and God led me to the same job that I'm on right now 27 years later, and I thank God for breakthrough. Hallelujah. God is a good God, church. God is a mighty good God. Area code 813. We thank God for you tonight, 813. God bless you.
God bless you, pastors. I haven't been on the prayer line the last couple of weeks for one thing or another, you know, but here I am, and I'm just still asking for the Lord. This is Miriam. For the Lord to unite my family, that they will all come together, but the main thing that they will all come to the Lord. And I just need to my faith to be increased, that I'll know when not to be anxious about anything, that I'll put all my confidence in the Lord. I just want to be closer to the Lord, and I do try to stay daily in communion and read the scriptures and listen to Christian stations on the radio, but I really want to know that I can continue to have the hope and not lose the hope that the Lord gives me. I try not to lose the joy, but I just need prayer.
Amen, and we are going to pray. And as you continue to read the scripture, as you continue to even force yourself to go to the Word of God, he said, Joshua, meditate on my word day and night, observe and to do, and you'll find good success. And I know you're going to find good success, not just in your family, but in your endeavors and everything that you have desires in your heart. There are things that you want from God, not just for your family, but personally. And I believe God's going to do it all. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Miriam tonight. Father God, this mother is concerned about her children. She's a loving mother. She has a heart for her children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for all of them to be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, born again, baptized believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we know that you so sent your son to die for our sins, that whomever shall believe in him shall have eternal life. Everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And right now we pray for her children to call upon the name of the Lord and believe in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord. So we pray for all of our children tonight, Lord, that they will submit and surrender their lives to you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray for every child of hers. We pray for this mother. We pray even for their family to come closer together, that the camaraderie and the chemistry, love and the love that they have for one another, the understanding and the emotional connection that they have for one another, covering each other, Lord, caring about each other, having compassion as a family unit in the name of Jesus. Supernaturally, God, intervene in this family. Oh, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, God. Do it by your spirit, Lord. Draw these children closer to their mother and the mother closer to the children. And we thank you for this family, that you bless them, that you breathe on them, and that you keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for her life. I thank you, Lord, that she, even though she sometimes gets discouraged, Lord, and don't, Father God, get tired, your word says, be not weary in well-doing, for she'll reap a harvest if she faint not. So I pray right now that she don't faint. I pray right now that she don't quit. I pray right now that she do not give up on you, God, because you'll never give up on her. So, Lord, show her that you love her. Show her that you're with her. Show her that you care about what she's going through, that you see every tear, that you know every heartache, that you are concerned, Lord, those children that you gave her in the name of Jesus. You opened up her womb, and you blessed her. So, Lord, keep her, comfort her. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
So we speak encouragement. We declare encouragement. And we just speak joy. So, Lord, keep the passion. Let her stay zealous for your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor.
And Samantha, amen. You're so welcome. But keep reading that Bible. One thing about faith. Sometimes we don't feel it. Sometimes we don't sense it. Sometimes we can't detect God. But when you open up that Bible, even if it's just a one verse, one chapter, watch spirit. When you keep feeding your spirit that word, watch what God do. Sometimes we do get discouraged and we get a little tired and weary. But force yourself to go to that word. Take the communion, like you said, and watch God keep you in the fight. Because you already have the harvest. Amen?
Thank you. Yeah, amen.
And I believe that all your children will be saved.
Amen. Praise you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you,
so
Pastor.
Welcome.
God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for Sister Miriam. I just thank God in a day where families, whether it's our church family or our biological family, God is concerned about the family. God wants the family to work. God loves the family. So we thank God for the family on tonight. In the name of Jesus, no weapon. The devil is the author of division and confusion. And we put him up under our feet tonight. We're binding up his attacks and his strategies and his tactics tonight. In the name of Jesus. Callers, we see these hands. We're going to get to every caller. We thank God for every caller tonight, every prayer intercessor, every prayer warrior. We thank God for you tonight. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Area code, we thank God for you, 678. Area code 678. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, and God bless Pastor Rebecca. To God be all the glory. I am blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I am calling for two praise reports. One of them is my son was in a car accident about a week ago, and by the grace of God, nothing really happened to him. There was a three-car accident. This is the second accident that he's had in his lifetime. thank God that he hydroplaned, but thanks God that nobody really got seriously injured. So I want to give thanks to God for his grace over my
yes.
life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you,
Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord, thank you,
Jesus.
He walked away.
My God.
He walked away.
God
freed. No injuries. And
no
my
injuries.
Second praise, oh, my God, my second praise is only God. My second praise is something that I was not expecting today at all. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Since my son had that car accident, well, you know, he's depending on me to drive him to work back and forth, and it's really hard for me to do that. And I decided I was going to walk into a car dealer and buy me a car, not knowing that I was going to walk out with a new 2014 Jeep. With no down payment, Jesus, thank you so
Jesus.
Much, Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Hallelujah.
I know my
thank
God
you,
loves
Jesus.
Me. I know he loves
wow.
me.
Oh, yes,
thank
he
you,
does.
Jesus.
Yes, he does.
Oh, that's why she
yes, he
Lord.
Does love you. Hallelujah.
And I walked
hallelujah.
Right in not knowing that I was going to walk out with a car with no down payment, Jesus. Thank you for loving me.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
For
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. We praise you,
oh,
Lord. We magnify
what
your name. You're worthy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for blessing
yes,
our sister.
Lord, thank you.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord, for the new
yes,
car.
Jesus.
Thank you for sparing her son, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh
yes,
Lord.
Lord,
thank you. You're so merciful. You're so gracious,
you,
God. Hallelujah.
I
oh,
couldn't
Lord.
Wait to get on the prayer line. I kept telling them, please hurry up. I got to get out of prayer line. I had to tell you guys what happened to me today.
See,
oh,
you know, it's got to,
yes.
today, bless you with a brand new
she
2014
got the
keys. Car.
A
my God.
You have the keys?
Yes, I'm driving it now.
Lord.
Yes.
Oh, that
oh,
is awesome.
Lord,
I hope you're
you.
Not driving now while you're crying. Pull over.
I'm okay. I'm okay, but thank you, Jesus. I know my love. I know that God loves me. I know that his grace is over me. I know that he's there step
yes.
by step every way, every each day, and through everything that I'm going through, I know that he's there with me. And I love him
yes.
so much. Like I said, he's
yes.
my healer. He's my everything. I love God.
Yes.
Thank you. And thank you both
yes.
for
yes.
allowing me
Amen.
To be on this prayer line and praying along with me. Thank you. And God bless you
Amen.
Both.
God bless you. Amen. To God be the glory. Look at God.
To God be all the
Look
glory.
At God.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
You keep praising him. God says he inhabits the praises of his people. And if we praise him, even in the middle of everything that, wow, that we go through in life.
Yes.
When we praise him, we just show him that we love him. And no matter what, we still love him more than anything and anybody. And he blesses
yes.
us for that.
Yes,
you know,
Lord.
That's
thank
our,
you.
We show him our faith, and he blesses us for our faith. And that's what
yes.
God has done. He has blessed
oh,
you
my
because
God,
of your faith.
Me. Yes,
oh,
Jesus.
My
thank
God.
You, Lord.
I'm a,
thank you,
and
Jesus.
Your love
Hallelujah.
For him. Yes,
yes
and
thanks,
we just,
yes.
we're rejoicing with you. We're rejoicing with you. We're thanking God
thank you.
For your new car and, you know,
yes.
and for your more than that, for your son, you know, that he
yes,
had that,
son.
That accident and he came out
yes.
without a scratch.
Yes, Jesus, thank you.
You know,
Lord. Thank you.
That is those
yes.
are two huge, huge praise
yes.
reports. You know,
yes, it is.
He's not
Jesus.
Only
Hallelujah.
Protector, but he's provider.
Hallelujah,
he's not only
Jesus.
Protector,
thank
but
you.
He's a provider. He
yes,
gave
Lord,
you a new car.
You,
my God.
Hallelujah,
no down
Jesus.
Payment.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
No down payment. No down payment. I just walked in and walked out. It didn't take me no more than an hour. It was just
wow.
in and out. And even the guy told me, he says, you must be blessed and highly favored because people don't just walk in here asking for a car and I'm in an hour. He told me just like that. I says, yes, I know that I'm blessed and highly favored. My God is an awesome God.
You
thank
are blessed
you, Jesus.
And highly favored. Amen.
Right.
Well, we thank God for you, your son. And Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her. We thank you for her son, oh, God. We thank you for preserving his life in that car accident.
Yes,
where he hydroplaned.
But,
Lord, you didn't let him get hurt, not by a scratch,
Lord,
oh, God.
You.
And even, Father God, providing her the vehicle to drive, Father God, a brand-new car, oh, God, with no down payment, God. We thank you, Lord, for showing her your love to her, showering her with your love. Continue to bless her. Continue to shower her with your love. Continue to show her,
hallelujah,
the plan that you have for her to prosper and not to harm her. Lord, we just praise you with her for all your benefits toward her or tonight, God. How can we repay you, Lord? We cannot praise you enough, oh, God, for what you've done for our sister, oh, God. So you tell us to rejoice with those who rejoice.
Hallelujah.
So we are rejoicing with our sister or tonight, not
yes,
only because
Jesus,
of your word, but because we love her, oh God, and because,
yes,
Lord, we
Jesus,
thank you, Father
you.
God, for her being in our lives,
thank
oh God,
you,
and
Lord.
We thank you for this testimony. We thank you for these two testimonies that you have blessed our sister. And now we ask that you continue to bless her. Oh, glory. God
thank
says,
you,
I have not
thank
seen,
God be
nor
all
has
the
ear
glory.
Heard, nor has it entered into your heart. God is just manifesting his word that you don't
Lord,
even
thank
have
you,
a clue.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes,
Lord, we
Jesus.
Just thank
Hallelujah.
You and we praise you. So we thank God for that testimony in the name of Jesus. We thank you for calling
Jesus.
In and sharing with us. We're excited. I'm telling you, I'm just about to pop. I'm so excited about that testimony. Our God is still
yes,
able.
Lord,
he told me
you.
Today, he said, nothing is too hard for me.
No,
and somebody
nothing
needs
is too
to
hard
hear
for
that on today. There is nothing too hard for God. You might not have
no,
money for
not.
Down payment. You might not expect it. You might not even expect it, but just walk in there on faith, like Sister Maria just walked in there
yes,
on
Lord.
Faith.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
Believe for a car. Didn't even expect what she would come out with.
No, I
didn't.
Didn't
expect what it would do. It came out, but God knew
yes,
before
Lord.
She walked in there what he was going to do. God already
yes,
knew before
you
walked
you,
in there what he was going to do. And he
yes,
showed
Lord,
up and
you.
Showed out to encourage you, Sister Maria. God wants to encourage you as to how much he really does love you
yes,
and how
Lord,
much he has
you.
In store for you.
And
so
I
this
love
is just
him.
The tip of the iceberg.
Yes, Jesus, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we thank God for that praise report,
yes.
Sister Maria, and God sparing your son.
Yes.
Yes.
You said he hydroplaned and lost control of the vehicle?
Yes, there was three cars. One of them in front of him hydroplaned, and he hit a tree. My son hydroplaned and hit a car, but nobody was injured. Everybody just walked out without a scratch, and I thank God. When I went to see that car, I just couldn't believe it, but I knew there was an angel over that car guarding my son, and he was able to walk out of that car like nothing ever happened.
Nothing but God. Nothing but the
yes,
grace of Almighty
you,
God. So we thank
yes,
God.
Lord.
Somebody needs to hear that. With these accidents, we had a young man at our church who brakes went out on his post office vehicle, and God spared his life. So no weapon.
Yes.
That's why we pray every Tuesday night.
Yes,
and
Jesus,
as
you
know, it's been prophesied over Sister Maria that increase will come. And as she said,
yes,
she's
Lord.
Now behind the wheel of a brand-new 2014
yes, Lord,
vehicle.
Jesus, thank
glory
you. Hallelujah,
be to God.
Jesus, thank you. Glory
Hallelujah.
Be to God.
I'm about
yes,
to run for
Jesus,
you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, keep praising
Hallelujah.
Him. Keep praising him. Amen.
Thank
to
you.
God be the
God
glory.
Bless you both.
Amen.
I love you both. Thank you.
Love you. God bless. God bless. Somebody needs to hear that testimony tonight. People of God, just keep believing God. We try to figure it out, and God has already worked it out. Like she said, she went there, and the dealer said, you have uncommon favor on your life. Uncommon favor, because normally you got to go through loops and hoops, but she walked out with the keys in her hand
And we thank God for that praise report. But more than that, spared her son's life. And there was a guardian angel and a host of angels watching over him, even as he was in that car accident with three other vehicles involved. And she said, I needed another car, and God blessed me. Hallelujah. We just thank God tonight. Area code 908. Oh, I feel God so powerfully on this line. Area code 908. We thank God for you tonight. 908. Amen. I don't know if we took that call earlier. 908? Was that a...
We took that earlier.
Okay, amen. We're going to keep moving. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name.
Yes, hallelujah.
Any other callers tonight? Momentarily, we're going to go off the air. But if there are any other callers tonight, I think we went to that caller already, Pastor.
Yes.
Just press 1 on your phone device. But Sister Maria and just did you see the sequence of the calls tonight?
Yes.
Looking for employment, needing a vehicle, wanting their children to be saved.
Yes.
And I believe that God is looking down from heaven and smiling and has angels right now being activated on behalf of the people of God tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because we believe, as you said, God can do the impossible.
Yes.
We got our home. We've been in this house for 15 years, and we got it under bad credit.
Yes.
We got it where the underwriter said it's very unlikely that you're going to get this house. And 15 years later, we're still here. So we believe in this God that we serve, that he can do the impossible.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyhow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
you, Jesus. Press 1 on your phone device, but we want to make this announcement one more time before we go off the air. Pastor Rebecca and I not just wrote a marriage book on making marriage and relationships work. Yes, we wrote a book. We released it in April. The book is doing well. We're getting great feedback. It's helping marriages. It's helping the single people. Everybody's being blessed by this book. But God has put it in our hearts once a month to pour into marriages, into single people. And we're going to be doing it on the third Wednesday of every month. Tomorrow is the third Wednesday of the month of July. And we're going to focus in on communication and conflict resolution. Some people don't know how to solve arguments. Some don't know how to communicate. Or some can even become better at communicating or solving conflict. And we just want to be used by God to help your marriage or help your relationship or even help you in your singleness.
Yes.
So if you know somebody who's going through who can get to Hillside tomorrow night, tell them my pastors are helping marriages. They're helping single engaged couples. They're helping people who have this trouble understanding relationships. So we want to help, and we want to bless. And we've been getting great feedback. Again, we'll be there tomorrow night, 7:30. It's been powerful on these third Wednesday nights. So send somebody out. Send your son. Send your daughter. Send a family member. Send a coworker. And watch God. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. And as we go off the air, I just want to say this final prayer. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for everybody on tonight that came, oh God. We thank you for all those who are here, God, those who were on, who raised their hands and came on live, and those, Father God, who did not raise their hands, Lord. We thank you for every person who is in attendance on tonight, God. And we ask, Father God, that you would send a special blessing to each and every person. Bless, oh God, Mother May Thomas, and bless Sister Carmen, and bless each and every person, Father God, that's on the phone line on tonight. To continue to bless Brother Elijah, oh God. Continue, Father God, to comfort him, Father God, and encourage him, even as you spared his life on last week, oh God. We praise you for his life, oh God. We bind up the hands of Satan off of all of our relatives and our children and our grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, for every mother on this line, oh God, we pray, Father God, for every parent, oh God, that you will save every child, oh God. Save our children, oh God. We snatch and bind. We bring our children out of the enemy's camp, oh God. We declare that the devil has no authority in the lives of our children. And we bring our children, Father God, into your kingdom, oh God. We declare and decree that each and every one of our children will be saved, that each and every one of our children will know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And Father, we know that you can do all things, even the impossible. So we ask, Father God, that you will manifest this prayer, oh God. Save our sons and save our daughters. Snatch them, oh God, from the very pits of the fires of hell, oh God. Father God, forgive us for our trespasses. Forgive us for what we have done wrong, oh God. If there's anyone on this line, oh God, that needs to repent, oh God, we ask, Father God, that you will forgive them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We come against the spirit of discouragement and despair, the spirit of depression and the spirit of lack, oh God. We bind up the spirit of poverty, and we release, oh God, your prosperity over the lives of your people, oh God. We come against confusion in the home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit of division in our families, oh God, and we speak unity, oh God, in the lives of our sisters and our brothers, oh God, our family members, in the name of Jesus. We loose your prosperity, oh God, in the lives of your people, oh God. We think we come against ADD and ADHD and autism and Asperger's, and in the name of Jesus, we come against bipolar, Father God. We come against, Father God, hallelujah, cancer and fibroids and Father God, glaucoma, oh God, and high blood pressure, hypertension, high cholesterol, and high, low iron, oh God, anemia and cancer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. We come against arthritis, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for healing on this line tonight, God. We come against, oh God, liver problems and kidney problems and heart disease. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the Tonsil family, oh God, and the Page family, oh God. We pray, Father God, for every household under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us can prosper. We are the top and not the bottom, the head and not the tail. We pray for Evangelist Leak and Sister Rita Leak, oh God, Sister Lori Davis and her family, God, Elizabeth Page and the Simmons family, the Thomas family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the Lane family, oh God, so God, have your way, oh God, let your will be done, the Edmund family, oh God, let your will be done, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line on tonight, God. We thank you for a peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask that you will fill each person with your Holy Ghost, oh, God. Let each person feel another touch from you. Lay your hands on us. Bring those girls in Africa home safely, oh, God. Father God, heal those who were, those three families of those three men who were killed in East Orange on last week, oh, God, in a car accident, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, for your healing power, oh God, to germinate, to go across the land, across the land, across the United States and beyond, oh God, in Florida, oh God, in New Jersey, in Georgia, oh God, in Virginia, oh God, in North Carolina, in Canada, in every state that's represented under the sound of my voice. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we thank you for new creation. We thank you for overflow now. We thank you for overflow now, God, in the membership and souls being saved and lives being changed. We thank you for overflow now in the resources and the money to do the ministry, oh, God. We ask for overflow now, God. We ask for overflow now, God, during this season, that you will bless that church, God, that you will continue to light each and every person that attends that service, those services on fire. Add to our number daily those who should be saved, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God with me.
Hallelujah. Come on, lift your voice and praise him. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and praise God. If you got a prayer request answered on tonight, then praise God. If you pray, we pray for you on tonight, then go ahead and praise God. Praise God ahead of time. Praise God in advance. Praise God while you wait for him to answer your prayer. Praise God while you wait for the manifestation. Praise God while you wait for the healing. Praise God while you wait for the job. Praise God while you wait for the car. Praise God anyhow. Praise him in advance. Go ahead and praise him. God's going to manifest favor in the middle of your praise. Go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel a praise in this place, Pastor. Hallelujah. I feel a praise on this line. Hallelujah. Yet will I praise him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Though he slay me, I praise him. Hallelujah. Don't have what I need right now, but I praise him. Hallelujah. I praise God because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Go ahead and praise him. Glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we thank God. Nana mokoshele ekena. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. I just feel somebody got a breakthrough on tonight, Pastor.
Yes.
Somebody got a breakthrough on tonight. Somebody got a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough in your praise. Hallelujah. There's a breakthrough in your praise. Hallelujah. And God is doing great things in our midst. We thank God for each and every one of you as we go off the air on tonight. Amen. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless each and every the joy of the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you. And we ask that if you're in the area, come out and see us. Come to New Creation Christian Ministries. Listen, there is an anointing in that house. We want to be sure to not just impart over the airwaves, but to be able to see you face to face, to be able to impart to you personally the glory that God has for your life. We want to, through his preached word, through prayer, through the laying on of hands, through worship, amen, we want to share in the fellowship, my God, of the saints, and share with you as we come up on this Lord's Day. We have our service at 12:30 p.m. We invite you to come out and be a part of that. Again, we're in the service on tomorrow night from 7:30 until about 9 o'clock. We will be in service of having a workshop on marriage and relationships tomorrow. On Thursday, we will be at the church breaking strongholds and addiction downstairs in the fellowship hall. Buy the book. Listen, buy the book, Making Marriage and Relationships Work. Buy one of my other books. Go over to nccmonline.org and see what's there. See the book. There are a couple of sermons there. We're on YouTube. If you Google us, you'll find us. You'll get a preached word. Whatever you need, God has, he's used us. We're pouring ourselves out like a drink offering. My God, we're not leaving here with anything in us. My God, God is going to get the glory out of our lives. Amen. So Pastor Anthony and I love you, and we say a good God bless you to you, and we will see you soon. Amen. If we don't see you locally, we will see you on the prayer line next Tuesday. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Amen. And we're celebrating again 18 years on Sunday, on this upcoming Sunday, the 20th. We'll be celebrating 18 years of marriage. So God bless you and celebrate with us as we celebrate 18 years of wedded bliss on this Sunday. I still love this man, and he still loves me. So we thank God for 18 years of marriage. So God bless you. If you want to be a blessing, our P.O. Box is P.O. Box 2476, P.O. Box 2476. Some people have asked Pastor Anthony how they could be a blessing. So I want to just give the information. We're not here for money, but if you want to be a blessing, we're P.O. Box 2476, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Anthony Simmons, P.O. Box 2476. Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. We love you. God bless you. Go with the joy of the Lord and serve our God. Amen.